This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. The Supreme Court has directed the Central Bureau of Investigation to carry out a preliminary inquiry into certain allegations related to the allotment of public contracts in Arunachal Pradesh. The inquiry will cover contracts awarded between January 2015 and December 2025. The court has asked the CBI to submit its report within 16 weeks. Based on the findings, a decision will be taken on whether further investigation is required. The Apex Court has also directed the state government and concerned departments to extend full cooperation and provide all relevant records within 4 weeks. The Chief Secretary has been asked to appoint a nodal officer within 1 week to coordinate with the CBI. The matter was brought before the court through a petition raising concerns about the allotment of certain contracts. Meanwhile, the government has stepped up a sale of small 5 kg LPG cylinders, which are available across the counter at LPG distributorships on showing valid ID proofs. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that about 6.6 lakh bottles of 5 kg LPG cylinders have been sold since March 23 after the government ramped up supplies to meet demand. Unlike the subsidized domestic 14.2 kg cylinders, 5 kg cylinders are priced at market rates and do not require any address proof for procurement from a nearby LPG distributorship. Government has said that it is taking comprehensive measures to ensure uninterrupted fuel supply, safeguard maritime operations and assist Indian nationals amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Like the rest of India, Arunachal Pradesh's LPG supply remains stable, adequate and under close monitoring despite ongoing geopolitical developments impacting global energy markets. Domestic LPG continues to be accorded the highest priority. The Office of the Deputy Commissioner, Capital Itanagar, has informed all LPG consumers that a mandatory waiting period has been introduced for refill cylinders, 25 days in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. As per the government advisory dated March 13, 2026, the measure aims to prevent hoarding and black marketing of LPG cylinders. Consumers have been directed to book refills only through online mode. Those with registered mobile numbers and have completed eKYC can book via missed calls to 89272256667, 83919900070 or 84549551551. A 6-digit delivery authentication code will be sent within 24 hours, which must be presented to the distributor. Consumers who do not receive the DAC are advised to visit their LPG agencies to complete eKYC and mobile number linking before booking. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Barpeta in Assam this morning. Modi expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government in Assam for a third consecutive term. He accused the Congress of focusing on short-term political gains while the BJP pursues a long-term vision to achieve the goal of a Viksit Assam as part of a Viksit Bharat. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen extended greetings on the occasion of BJP Foundation Day, highlighting the party's idols and legacy. Participating in the celebration at Namsai, Khandu described Vande Mataram as a timeless symbol of India's freedom struggle that inspired generations to serve the nation. Meen conveyed his wishes to party workers and citizens, reaffirming commitment to the principles of nation first and inclusive growth. He also paid tribute to BJP founding leaders like Atal Bihari Vajpayee and L.K. Advani. IPR and Industries Minister Nyato Dukam has emphasized youth empowerment through entrepreneurship and skill development. He highlighted the Unnati Uttar Purv Transformative Industrialization Scheme and MSME initiatives as key drivers of economic growth and self-reliance, urging youth to take advantage of these opportunities. The minister was addressing a gathering at the Gudi Notko Pasigat while attending the Central Mopin Festival celebration on Sunday. A workshop on human-wildlife conflict highlighted the need for strong coordination among stakeholders to address rising challenges in Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.